With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here, live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the Thursday morning, June 16th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in sunny San Diego, California. Well, not so sunny on the market today. We have the Dow down about 0.9% right now, and that works out to 165 points. The Dow is at 17,474. Well, that flirtation with the 18,000 level is certainly becoming a thing of the past. And I said at the time, I said, look, 18,000 appears to be the ceiling right now on the market. That seems to be the resistance level. And the market is fighting that 18,000 resistance level right now. The S&P also down about 0.9%. It's down 19 points, down to 2,052. On the S&P 500, it's the 2,100 level that looks to be the resistance level at the current time. NASDAQ down 46. That's about the same percentage, just a little bit bigger loss than the S&P and the Dow percentage-wise, and the Dow or the NASDAQ is at 4,788. Crude oil is one of the reasons why the market is down today. Yes, the market still does trade. It is still linked to crude oil, and crude oil seems to have resistance at the $50 level. That's why a little bit of knowledge about technical analysis, I believe, is important as it relates to your investing. Crude oil is now at $47.20 per barrel. Still a far cry from where it was back in January at $26. Gold is the asset class that's up today. It is up 1.9% to $13.12. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we take a look first. What was the biggest news? The biggest news was what we had been waiting for. We had been waiting for that June meeting of the Fed. And now that has finally come and gone. The two-day meeting is over. They have announced their decision. And Ms. Yellen held her press conference. And it's obvious that the reaction by the market looks at what Ms. Yellen said as dovish once again. Will the Fed make up its mind? It was hawkish in December when they hiked rates. And then the market sold off. And so what did Ms. Yellen do? She turned dovish in January. And the market recovered. And then as things got better, she turned hawkish again. And now, at the most recent meeting, it appears that she's once again dovish. That is four color changes. She's a chameleon. Chameleons running the Fed. That is four changes now since December. Does the Fed know what they're doing? Well, I think a lot of investors are looking at it and saying, I don't know if the Fed knows what they're doing. But now they're on track, at least they said, to brace yourselves to prepare for, to fasten your seatbelts for, two rate hikes this year. Okay, so we've got 6 months left, so when will the next one be? Will it be in September? And then another one in December? Will we get July in September? We don't really know. But the plan is, and she hasn't really stuck to the plan for very long here over the last 6 months, two this year, three rate hikes next year, and three in 2018. And now if that's true, that would take interest rates, Fed fund rates, up, what, 2% from where we're at now? And where are we at now? We're at 0.25%, 0.5%, somewhere in there. That would take Fed fund rates up around 2.5% over the next 2.5 years, if you believe her this time. Meanwhile, also hanging over the market, you know, I think personally, I think the market would be behaving better today had she said, we're going to hike in July. We've said we were going to hike in July. What we say at the Fed goes. We still plan on hiking in July. But now she's using another excuse, Brexit, which is my next subject. If you were Britain, which way would you vote in 7 days, a week from today? Would you vote to exit the EU? Would you vote to stay in the European Union? I know which way I would vote. I wouldn't want any part of being in the European Union, but that's just me. I don't think it's been good for England. But I think England has more to offer the European Union than the European Union has to offer England. And they're going to put the pressure on big time to try to get them to stay. In fact, those that want them to stay are saying, well, we're going to raise taxes on you guys. We're going to cut programs if you vote to leave the European Union. What I fear is even a bigger union someday, bigger than the European Union. That seems to be the path that a lot of people want to take us in. So the Brexit is, you know, it would be a disruption to the global economy, but I think in the long run it would be good for all involved. And right now, I think it gets tighter every day and more unpredictable every day as to what they'll do in 7 days. And, of course, today we have a British Member of Parliament from the hometown of my ancestor, Joshua Bracken, way up there in the north of England, one of my ancestors on my mother's side, way up there in York. She gets stabbed and shot today by a man yelling, Britain first. Well, this pretty contentious vote that they have in Britain coming up in a week. Meanwhile, well, if there is a Brexit, let's not forget we have tools at our disposal. We have DPK, for instance. Look at DPK today breaking out. What is DPK, you say? What kind of company is that? It's not a company. It's an exchange-traded fund seeking performance corresponding to three times the inverse of the EFA union. DPK is up since this whole Brexit business began. It was $26 just a few months ago, and right now it's $34. And if Europe is going to come unwound, if they do go and vote for leaving the European Union, the thought is that others will follow, because there's other countries that are not real happy with the whole European Union setup, namely France, namely Italy. Greece hasn't been real happy with it, although they're tied to it by an umbilical cord, it would seem. So we'll just have to see how this all plays out. We also have EFU. No, that's not a swear word. That is short, double short. You say, three times short Europe. That's pretty wild for me. How about two times short Europe then? That thing's also moving nicely right now. It's up 3% today. By the way, the market is coming back here a little bit. We were down 165. Now we're down 125. So we've had a little 40-point move here so far. And EPV is another double short inverse, the Europe Union. And I know there's a one-to-one short inverse, the European Union. I can't think of what the symbol is right now. But you can go 3-to-1, 2-to-1. 1-to-1, you can double your pleasure, double your fun by going inverse Europe if the Brexit does occur. And if it doesn't occur, well, then you can have a look at EWU, which is an exchange-traded fund that tracks the United Kingdom, because you would think that it would roar higher if the Britons vote to stay in the European Union. So there you go. DPK, EFU, EPV, or EWU. Those would be four very useful ETFs should Britain, one way or the other, whichever way you think it's going to go, that might come in handy. I think you'd be gambling today to buy one of them, but a lot of people like to gamble on the market. CPI in America comes in very benign. We still have no fear of any inflation out there, which is probably another reason why the Fed continues to stand pat. We come in at 0.2%. That works out to what? 1.5 to 2% per year, which is what the Fed was forecasting for inflation going forward. About 2% is what they expect, 2 to 2.2%. Okay, when we come back, we got a lot more. Oh, man, I just barely scratched the surface here. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio. Have you ever noticed in the market that there's always something to worry about? I can't ever remember waking up and going to work without something to worry about. Well, you know, it's probably the same in every industry, no matter what you do for a living, or even if you're retired, you might be worried about your big toe. You might be worried about the pain in your elbow. There's always something to worry about, isn't there? Well, let's just say the two biggest worries in the market right now are Brexit. I remember when it was Grexit, Greece. Now it's Brexit. Maybe we'll be talking about, what will they call Italians leaving? I don't know. Malexit, Milano exit, Rome exit, I don't know. But there's always something to worry about. And the second thing to worry about right now, dropping oil prices. And it's during times like this that I just keep my focus down the road a little bit, beyond the end of my nose, beyond tomorrow, to earnings expectations, because that is what has driven the market higher for the last 7 years. That is what has kept me from putting out a buy or a sell signal on the market after I put out a buy signal in March of 2009, because earnings overall have continued to grow ever since then. There's been many bad weeks, many bad months, all kinds of worries. New worries every single day. Look, there's a new red spot on my hand. Where did that come from? Oh, I got something else to worry about. You have to keep your eye down the road a little bit. And right now, the earnings expectations will continue to support a market that is higher than where it is today. But of course, it gets adjusted all the time, and we update you. I update you every single week in my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Yesterday, I'd spent a lot of time talking about a recession. That's what will lead us into the next bear market. Now, as the Fed discussed the current state of the economy yesterday, I didn't hear the R word in there. I didn't hear recession being discussed. In fact, I hear their forecast right now. They are expecting GDP to average about 2 to 2.2%. They brought in their numbers just a little bit. They're expecting unemployment to maintain about a 4.7%. rate, and their inflation forecast right now, it's actually 1.4%. I said 2%, so they're not expecting any inflation. So obviously for now, the Fed does not see a recession anywhere on the near-term horizon. And we get some reports here today that also echo that sentiment. Initial jobless claims come in at 277K. They've been under 300,000 for quite some time. We still don't see a recession out there on the horizon. That means not smooth sailing, but fairly clear sailing ahead for those that continue to be invested in the stock market. We also get Philly Fed numbers that came in higher today than expected. And meanwhile, around the world, can you believe what these central banks are doing around the world? The Bank of Japan stands pat once again. I talked about their negative interest rates last week in my newsletter and what that means for your portfolio. And I also showed you a couple of graphs. I said, here's interest rates on Japan. Notice how they've been coming down, down, down for the last many years, and noticed how they've reached an inflection point. They've now gone below the line to where they're negative. And you might say, well, that must really be juicing their economy over there. Their economy must be roaring. Well, their market was down another 3.1% overnight. They decided to hold interest rates the same, and they just can't seem to do anything that will get their economy moving in the right direction in Japan. Meanwhile, in Switzerland, where they also have negative interest rates, 0.5% on the 10-year, their 30-year rate went negative for the first time ever today. That's right. Go borrow, go buy a Swiss bond, and you'll get negative rates for the next 30 years. Switzerland also leaves their rates unchanged. Now, as I look around the world, I have the vast majority of my investments continuing to be here in the U.S. In fact, 95%, 98%. The one country that I do like, however, actually there's a couple of countries that are heating up right now. I do like Argentina. They had big political change down there, moving away from socialism back to capitalism, which generally speaking is better for the people, better for markets, better for retirees. Just ask the Venezuelans about that. Argentinian inflation hit 4.2% in May. Okay, that's a little bit hotter than what we've got going on here in the U.S., but I have some exposure there to an Argentinian ETF. Gold tops 1,300. All right, I wanted to talk about gold just a little bit here. You know, gold is looking now, I thought when the Fed turned bearish, I had some good profits in some gold stocks, and I sold all of my exposure to the gold stocks. I might have been premature on that. I might have been wrong. Because now we've got a Fed that's all of a sudden dovish once again, after being hawkish, after being dovish, after being hawkish. That's just since December. And I'm watching the dollar here. After Miss Yellen got done yesterday, the dollar started falling. Now, I see a strong dollar today, but I also see fairly strong movement in gold. Let's just sit tight here for a little bit. Let's let the markets digest all of this, what she had to say. Let's see what the dollar does. I have exposure in other areas that are doing well. The steel stocks, for instance, are doing quite well. My Nucor and my Steel Dynamics. I'm not ready to go flying in with both feet yet into gold, but I am going to look at a lot of individual gold stocks today. And you may see one or two of them be added to my portfolio by the time I send out my newsletter on Saturday morning. Those are the daily decisions that I make here as a money manager. I go through my database of 4,200 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds. I look at my proprietary ratings on them. I look for ones that I already own. Boy, I want to really check those out on a daily basis. And I look for those that are rising in rank. And I look at a picture, a one-year stock chart, to see what kind of action there is, to see if there's breakouts occurring. I like breakouts out of sideways trends. And we might see some of that in gold today, so stay tuned. I'm a guy who also sends out a push notification to all my premium subscribers when I do make a change. I also give updates during the day on the market on what I am observing, because I fish these waters every single day. Gold for now? Maybe. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll have our featured stock of the day when we come back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have all kinds of cross currents in the market today. By the way, I had a trip. I was hoping to take my crew fishing yesterday for our semi-annual general trip out to the fishing grounds early in the season. It's very early in the season here. But we have some giant bluefin tuna roaming the waters off San Diego, up to 250 pounds. That's unheard of. And the boat we were going to go on, I checked the score of how the guys did. 48 people. Oh, that's a lot of people on a boat. That's a lot of tangles, crowded galleys, crowded bathrooms, nowhere to sit. on a fairly rough ocean yesterday. They caught four tuna. 48 people. So four guys were happy, 44 not so happy, unless one guy caught all four. I doubt that that happened. So I think we were better off staying in port yesterday, which some might say, is it better to stay in port right now with the market, Gunderson? Well, it depends on which boat you're on and where you're fishing. I've got a stock that's hitting a new all-time high today. What? You say the market's down 138 points? And you've got a rotten stock that's hitting a new all-time high. In fact, as I look at my app, Best Stocks Now, out of 4,122 different stocks, that thing is currently ranked number 23. Well, that's pretty good, isn't it? Number 23 out of 4,122. And as I look at it 18 months ago, it was number 231. In fact, I've owned it for quite some time. As I look at it a year ago, it was number 284. As I look at it 9 months ago, it was number 49. 3 months ago, it was number 83. So you can see it's been one of my top-ranked stocks for a long time. What does it have to do to be a top-ranked stock in my system? It has to have two things. It has to have the value that Warren Buffett preaches all the time and has done pretty well over the years with his valuation, buying stocks that are cheap and making sense from a value proposition. But I also like stocks that also have a momentum and a performance factor along with that value. So let's check. Let's do our little three-minute drill here on a stock by the name of Equinix. Now, I have featured this stock many times on my show. And it's a stock that continues to be one of my largest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. All right, so here we go. Let me set my stopwatch. I got 3 minutes. We'll try to get this all in here. Equinix is headquartered in Redwood City, California. That's up in the Bay Area. That's up in the Silicon Valley area. You know the way that I look at Equinix? Remember the days when it was laundromats that people would buy? They were cash cows. Every one of those washing machines and dryers filling up with quarters by the end of the day. And that's all you had to do was go around and empty all those quarters and fill your bank account. Oh, there's maintenance along the way, and there's rent, and there's overhead, but laundromats, pretty good investments over the years. Why would I compare Equinix with a laundromat? Because they have giant servers inside of buildings that people rent space on and use like a washing machine, but not to clean their laundry, to store massive amounts of data. They're data centers. Think of the data centers that Amazon needs. Think of the data centers that eBay needs. Think of the data and the servers that all of these people that host websites need. Think of the data centers that our government needs as they collect information on you and I. Well, that's what Equinix does. They provide network-neutral co-location interconnection and managed services and data centers. Equinix also pays a dividend yield. Equinix pays a dividend yield of 1.9%. And as I said, the stock is hitting new highs today. So that's where we'll begin. We'll look at the performance of the stock. This is one of the best performing stocks in the entire market over the last 10 years. It's averaged 23% per year, while the market's averaged 5%. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged almost 30% per year, while the market's averaged just 8%. And over the last 12 months, Equinix, EQIX, is up 55%, while the market's down 1%. Well, you say this must be a nosebleed type of stock as far as valuation. Well, not really. When I look at their earnings estimates of almost $17 next year, and I grow them out by about 13% over the next 5 years, and then apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a stock in this business, I get a $570 target price 5 years down the road. The stock is currently trading at $375. So I'm going to continue to own my Equinix in two accounts, two of the portfolios that I manage here, including the income portfolio. It's number 23 out of 4,122, a stock that I continue to own. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. You see, that's why I don't believe that you can make an all-in or an all-out decision on the market. You know, I think it's amateur hour when someone says, I'm going to all cash. I find people like that, they do that several times a year. Every time there's a little dip in the market of 3, 4, or 5 days in a row, they want to go to all cash. And I think over time, over the last 7 years, how many times did you shoot yourself in the foot? You probably don't have any toes left by now. And every time you went to cash over the last 7 years, you were wrong. And I think if you go to cash now because you're scared, I think you would be wrong again. I don't see a recession out there on the horizon. Yes, the market's a little rocky. Yes, we've got a couple more unknowns out there, Brexit and oil. But if you look to earnings, and I'm talking S&P 500 aggregate earnings, you still see earnings expectations that are higher next year versus this year. You still see earnings that have been growing every single year for the last seven years until they've leveled off the last 2 years because of dropping oil prices. But guess what? Oil prices have now recovered. Oil prices are now hanging in there in that $45 to $50 range. And I just don't see the need myself to call up my broker, me, and say, sell everything. Go to cash. I'm not a broker, by the way. No commissions here. It's all fee-based money management. And I look at stocks like Equinix, like I say, that are hitting new all-time highs today. Relative strength of 94, momentum grade of A, performance grade of A, and still making sense from a valuation point of view. Would I buy Equinix today? Yes, I would still buy Equinix today. It ain't over till it's over. This stock was a $41 stock. Now it's a $375 stock. And if they continue on the course that they're on, this could be a $500 stock someday. But you know what? We take it a day at a time. I still look at my Equinix holding every single day. And I look at it today and I say to myself, I don't see any reason to sell my Equinix today. I look at the valuation, I look at my target price, I look at the news, I look at the stock chart, and I've made one decision on the day. Now, I've just got about 100 more to make, maybe 150 more decisions to make today. But I think the market is handled best on a decision-by-decision basis, as opposed to an all-out or all-in panic time, amateur hour, I'm going to cash. You know, and some people think there's a bit of nobility to that, going to cash. And there are those few people that you talk to that timed it just right, according to them. They went to cash in 2007, and then they got back in March of 2009. Somehow they timed it just perfectly when 99%, 99 and 9-tenths of the people in the market didn't time it perfectly. There's always that person that had it just exactly right. Well, you'll never get it exactly right. It's kind of like that long putt on the putting green. If you can put it within 10 feet of the pin or so, try to get it as close as you possibly can. That's the way the market works. We want to keep our eyes on the horizon, looking for a recession that will lead to the next bear market. But as of now, we don't see it out there yet. All right, we'll come back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, where we manage portfolios for individuals all across America. We're finding that a lot of people aren't happy with a robot managing their portfolio. A robot does not see or make changes for things in the world that we've never seen before. The traditional asset allocation model has never seen negative interest rates before. What does that mean for that allocation of money that you're supposed to live off of someday as you transfer money over the years from the riskier stock equity related assets to the more fixed income area of assets? What's a guy or gal supposed to do when interest rates go negative? And there's many that think that's the direction we're headed here in America. We're at 1.5, 1.6% right now, right in there. What are you going to do as a retiree or as a saver? Where are you going to get income from when interest rates go negative? Yes, there very well could come a time when you look up CD rates and you shop CDs and you'll see negative signs in front of those interest rates. Doesn't that turn traditional asset allocation upside down? There's a lot of people out there that are not happy with robotic type rebalances every 3 months in a world that is not robotic like. It's more chaotic like. And I think that you need to be a little bit more flexible in today's world. While the whole investment industry is going passive, the whole world is getting more and more active every single day. I read newspapers from all around the world on a daily basis, from Israel to Iran to Europe, obviously to the United States, and the rancor and the derision and the contention is at an all-time, it's hitting new all-time highs. And guess what? It's only going to continue to hit new all-time highs. But you have a conundrum. You can't really just pull in all your horns and go all the cash and put it all on the sidelines. How are you going to live off of it? You're going to deplete it at some point over time. And let's not forget that the robotic toolbox has got two tools in it. Maybe three. A screwdriver, a hammer, and a tape measure, and that's it. Try to build a house with a screwdriver, a hammer, and a tape measure. Well, they have stocks, bonds, and cash. That's it. Well, there may be some tremendous opportunity in inverse funds down the road. If the European Union implodes, what about ETFs like DPK or EPV? Or EFU, these are inverse ETFs on Europe. What if gold explodes to the upside? Are the robots going to do anything differently than what they're programmed to do? What if inflation roars its ugly head? What if governments realize, hey, negative interest rates are not helping? Which so far they're not. I showed that last week in my article. I said, here's the interest rates going down, down, down. Is that stoking GDP? No. GDP is also falling. That leaves governments with one course of action. Government spending. On top of government spending. On top of government spending. Debt on top of debt on top of debt. Infrastructure, roads, bridges will be the cry. We've got to do it to stoke our economy. And what will that do to the currency? Well, are the robots programmed for that? What if? How many what ifs are the robots programmed for? Man, I could not sleep at night. That would be like being out on the ocean with my boat in autopilot, headed on a 160-degree heading at 10 knots, estimated to get to my destination in 10 hours, that would be like me being going down in the bunk and having a nice 8 hours of sleep while the boat drives itself. Well, what about the freighter out there? What about the aircraft carrier? What about a whale? What about a floating piece of debris that fell off of a freighter that could sink my boat in seconds? There ain't no way I'm going to go to sleep down there while the boat drives itself in autopilot. And I certainly wouldn't want a robot driving my portfolio. Now, that's just me. The whole industry is rushing into robo-advisors. This is the answer. They've got the millennials convinced that this is the way. This is new technology that you can count on. Okay, we'll see. The robots are going to get their test when we go into a recession and we run into the next bear market or the next floating piece of debris out there on the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean near the continental, what do they call that? The Gulf Stream. There's all kinds of debris on the edge of that Gulf Stream. I got to imagine you got to be sharp at the wheel as you approach that Gulf Stream out there. We've got all kinds of stuff off the oceans. These freighters, I don't know. I heard one time how many millions of things, pieces of debris are floating in the ocean that could easily sink a fishing boat, a little boat like mine. That's why I remain at the helm. And if I do need to take a nap, well, then the second captain comes in and he takes over. And he remains on watch 24/7. That's the way it works. Because I believe there's things that are coming. We've already seen things we've never seen before, like negative interest rates and all kinds of issues. I think there's things coming that you can't even imagine. We have no idea of what we don't know yet, but what we will experience over the next 10 to 20 years. And I think it's best to have somebody at the helm. That's just me. If you like this rush to robo-advisors, we'll join in with the rest of the lemmings that will take the robo-advisors, go down right over the cliffs with them. All right, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. You can get my newsletter. I'll send it out Saturday morning, I promise. GundersonCapital.com.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.